Sid Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, indeed. Good evening to you. This is Gavin Stewart on Sid Valley Radio for the next hour, taking us all the way through to midnight. So, we start off this tonight with a Rod Stewart, because someone said on the telly the other day, if I knew then what I know now... Well, I thought, that's a line from a song. Rod Stewart, Ooh La La. Show off tonight, Rod Stewart, Ooh La La. Yes, welcome along. It's me, Gavin Stewart, here for the next hour. Well, 55 minutes to be precise. Anyway, welcome along. It's the 16th off September. So let's start our musical birthdays. Lauren Bacall, famous actress. Did you know she was a singer as well? Well, it's her birthday today. She was born 1924. Sadly passed away in 2014. But how little we know.
Maybe it happens this way. Maybe we really belong together, but after all, how little we know. Maybe it's just for a day. Love is as changeable as the weather, and after all, how little we know. Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so. In spite of how little we know.
Lauren Bacall, how little we know. Indeed, I only know what's coming up next because it's in front of me here. We have B.B. King celebrating a birthday. He was born 1925 and he passed away 2015. So let's hear B.B. King and To Know You Is To Love You.
Cause you made me
To know you is to love you. Different style of music coming up next, because Ronnie Drew from the Dubliners would have been his birthday today. He was born 1934. Here's the Black Velvet Band.
To trade I was bound, and many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land, far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Pretty fair maid come a-traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, "Fat cess to the black velvet band."
Dubliners with the tale of the Black Velvet Band. Great folk song, that is. I don't know if pubs still have folk music on these days, but going back to the days in the 60s in Edinburgh, That would be one of the popular songs, and always the people sat around would always join in with the singer, and the words were always known. Now, moving on, Joe Butler. He was born 1941, and he's still with us. And he was a vocalist and a drummer for the Loving Spoonful.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. She's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. Daydreaming boy, I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
The Loving Spoonful, and what a day for a daydream, yes, indeed. Now, her next musical birthday, Bernie Calvert. He played with the Hollies. He was a bass player in the Hollies. And if you want to choose one song, it was one of their outstanding hits. It's this one.
Can't think of anything.
celebrating the birthday of Bernie Calvert, bass player with the Hollies, with the air that I breathe. Now, Betty Kelly. You'll say, who the heck is she? Well, she was one of the Vandellas. Yes, now our next musical birthday, Kenny Jones. I think we can squeeze another one in after this before the tomorrow's front pages. Anyway, Kenny Jones, the Small Faces. He was the drummer.
La 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 la
Old Faces. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-lee. Yes, celebrating the birthday of Kenny Jones. Now, our next musical birthday, which indeed takes us up to looking at the front page of tomorrow's newspapers, David Bellamy, not the botanist or gentleman that used to appear on the telly. This one played in a group, the Bellamy Brothers. Just after 11:30, and we have the Times starting us off this evening. And blocked deportation leaves migrant returns policy in chaos. One of the one in, one out brigade was meant to be getting deported back to France, and apparently the High Court have stopped that for 14 days. Because they need to investigate further, or someone needs to investigate further, whether the person is meant to be going back or not. Technology deal worth billions is a boost for the UK, going to be announced while President Trump is here for his state visit. Productivity forecast adds to Reeves' budget woes. Moving on, the Mirror. And, just at the very top of the page, Robert Redford, 1936, 2025. Because the sad news is that it was announced that Robert Redford had passed away today. The Mirror, golden boy and the reluctant hero. That's how the mirror is describing Robert Redford. And underneath that, President Trump arrives, the eagle has landed. Yes, his plane landed at Stansted Airport and flew by helicopter to the US Embassy in London. The Telegraph, migrant flight grounded by court. excuse me. Oh dear. Microsoft pours £22 billion investment into the UK. That's on Telegraph. The ideally stammer to press Trump on Israel as UN warns of Gaza genocide. The Daily Mail. Excuse me. I hope I've not got another cold coming. Oh dear. The Daily Mail. Human rights fanatic PM sunk by human rights. With exquisite irony, our lefty lawyer premier sees launch of one in, one out flights to France grounded by the court. The Express. 4 million to pay tax on state pension in 2 years. Because they're calculating that depending what the increase is for pensions, it will take them into the tax threshold. The Guardian. Trump fans the flames of division, says Khan. Israel launches ground offensive in Gaza City. Deportation halted in blow to one in and one out. The Metro. Don't come in, don't in, none out. Well, there we go. And a picture of Trump and Starmer. Oh dear. And last one, Financial Times. Tax fears mount as productivity blow confronts Reeves with bigger fiscal gap. Anything else? US tech giants pledge billions as Trump visits spurs AI infrastructure bonanza. So that's a quick look at the papers for tomorrow. My goodness me. Now, who have we got next? We've got one more birthday to go. And let me see if I can find it. It's with the Shy Lights. Yes, Frank Reed. There we are. Singer with the Shy Lights, born 1954. Here they are, Homely Girl.
It must have broke your poor little heart when the boys used to say you look better in the dark. And you would always raise your hand. Oh, but somehow you never got your turn, and my eyes would fill with water inside. I burned. Oh, yes, I did.
Homely, to sit beside you. Who'd like to hold that place his whole life through?
Girl from the Chai Lights. Great stuff. Now, who have we got next? Oh, Johnny Nash. I can see clearly now. Well, if you're looking at the forecast for tomorrow, maybe not so. But we'll come to that shortly.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Wish. We'll come to the forecast round about 10 minutes to midnight for tomorrow, but it's certainly starting off rain first thing in the morning and meant to be clearing up, but a lack of sunshine, I can assure you of that. Now, here's Justin Hayward, John Lodge. They formed themselves and called themselves the Blue Jays. I Dreamed Last Night.
Last night I was hearing your
John Lodge, and I dreamed last night. Looking at tomorrow's weather after we hear from Donna Taggart, young lady from Omagh, and singing a song about Scotland.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Right, quick look at the weather for Wednesday the 17th of September. Thick cloud and a moderate breeze for East Devon. Rain sort of first thing in the morning, but meant to be fading out by lunchtime. Hopefully that's true. Sunrise tomorrow, 6:51. Sunset tomorrow evening, 23 minutes past 7 o'clock. Overnight temperature tonight, tomorrow night is 15 degrees. Tonight it's 14 degrees. snug as a bug in their bed. Now, who have we got next? The Drifters on Broadway. Because after this, we'll have a look at what's on Sid Meier Radio tomorrow. Goodness me. Right, what's happening on Sid Valley Radio tomorrow? Well, it's Wednesday, of course, so Bob's here in the morning through to 9 through to 12. We've got Huggy with a replay from his Sunday show, John Borrett at 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, we have a replay of Adrian's Sunday show. And then 4 o'clock, oh my goodness me, a repeat of my Saturday morning show. And it's the charts of 1967, featuring the Monkees a lot. They were in the charts in 67. Moving on, though, for at 6 o'clock, Tim Stevens. Yes, Anthony is on air with the jazz at 8. And then a repeat of Stephen Barry's folk show, 10 through until midnight. And I'll have the pleasure of being back in the studio on Thursday evening, presenting the Country Bunker. And I hope you'll come along and join me 6 o'clock through until 8 o'clock. And new releases, some oldies, a look at the UK Country Compilation album charts, the Americana album charts in the UK, and then the country album charts as well. So join me Thursday evenings, 6 o'clock through until 8. We are playing out tonight with Elkie Brooks, Giving Us Hope. That's what we need for the coming days. Thank you so much indeed for listening. And I'll see you Thursday if you care to join me. But whenever. listen to Sid Valley Radio. Thank you so much.
Giving your heart, giving your heart.
You all stay safe now. Bye bye for now.
Giving your heart. Meeting people keeps you smiling all of the time. Going places where the dream is not only mine. It's never too late.